Welcome to Hatchery Talks. Thank you for listening to this new podcast series from Royal Pas Reform.
I was recently invited to a layer hatchery that was reporting slightly lower hatchability than its sister hatcheries, despite using eggs from the same flocks with the same presetting treatment. The hatchery was using several generations of incubators, from very old to relatively new machines. Hatchabilities had not been assigned to machine type, which complicated my investigation. However, one common issue was that all the setters at the end of the cycle were unable to achieve unrealistically high humidity set points. This was particularly due to very dry inlet air, which forced the setters' humidifiers to work constantly and created cold spots that extended the hatch window. On day two of my visit, there was a hatch. While I was very pleased with the chick quality, a breakout of unhatched eggs from various machines revealed too many embryos dying just before internal pipping. Air cells were large enough, and the embryos had a normal, dry appearance. So this was not due to insufficient weight loss. What then was the cause? Studying climate graphs from the recent hatcher cycles revealed that, although the newest hatchers were equipped with CO2 sensors, these were not being used to automatically control the fresh air supply. Instead, these modern hatchers were being managed traditionally, using stepped increases in set point to position the air valve. The CO2 line in the climate graph showed much higher values than recommended, ranging from 0.8% right after transfer to over 1%, and at times, even higher values than the sensor could measure, more than 1.3%. When I shared these findings with the hatchery manager, we agreed that these high CO2 levels were the most likely cause of late embryo mortality, and I suggested two remedial options. Either 1. Fine-tune valve set points on measured CO2 values. Aim for 0.5% immediately after transfer to a maximum of 0.8% at the onset of hatch and reducing again when the hatch is complete. For older hatchers without CO2 sensors, my advice was to increase valve positions to create a similar profile from transfer to the completion of hatch. 2. As an alternative, I advised using CO2 set points to automatically control valve positions. The hatchery manager chose the first option, which felt more familiar to him. But some months later, he called to tell me that my second suggestion, using automatic valve control in the newest hatchers, was much easier, and more importantly, hatchability was now consistently very good.
Thank you for listening to Hatchery Talks. Hatchery Talks is a new initiative from Royal Pas Reform, bringing together hatchery professionals to share the latest insights, trends, and tips for best hatchery practice. Royal Pas Reform, for the highest number of best quality chicks.